Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. This is Brother John Lonniker with Daily Inspirations. This week I'm sharing from the book of Hebrews on the better things God has provided. As Hebrews 11:40 says, God having provided some better thing for us. We have looked at how Jesus was made better than the angels, and yesterday on the better sacrifices, and today I'm going to be sharing on better promises and a better covenant. And this is found in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6 through 12. It says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So he's saying here that we have better promises than that they had in the old covenant. We have a better covenant. We have better promises. And so this morning I'm going to be looking at the better promises that you and I have. I'm going to continue reading here in Hebrews 8, verse 7. It says, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. But finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them into their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. And so we have a better promise. And what is that promise? It is the promise of God dwelling in mankind through the Holy Ghost. You know, we turn over to Acts chapter 2. And the Apostle Peter, he's preaching there on the day of Pentecost, and he's preaching, and then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, here we have the word, for the promise, the better promise that I'm talking about, is unto you, and to your children, and to all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. What is that promise? It is the gift of the Holy Ghost dwelling in you and I as born-again believers. You know, we read here in Hebrews chapter 8, in verse 10, it says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. You know, we have the promise of God dwelling in us through the Holy Ghost. You know, they heard of the promise, but they never received the promise. If we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, it says this. Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the heroes of faith, and it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So we see that they did not receive the promise. We have a better promise. You know, they were promised the Messiah. They were promised that God would dwell within them. But when they wanted to worship God, they had to go to a temple made with hands. But in the new covenant, in the better covenant, God dwells in us. We are the temple of God. He has written his word on the fleshly tables of our heart. He has given us the promise of the Holy Ghost. And so we see we have a better promise. We have a better covenant. They had to go to a temple to worship God. But we today who worship God from our hearts in truth and in spirit, and we have the privilege of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to lead us and guide us and direct us. And that is the better promise. It is something better than they had in the old covenant. So today, are you filled with the promise, the gift of the Holy Ghost to lead you, direct you, and to have a relationship with the most holy God? That is God's desire for you, that you would experience this better promise, the gift of the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, walking by faith and pleasing God. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that you would just take this word and bless it, Father, and encourage those who are listening this morning, and that it truly would be a daily inspiration, Lord, that we have a better promise. We have a better covenant than that they had in the old covenant. Lord, and I thank you this morning for that privilege that we can know you and walk with you and have our sins washed away, and that you will remember our iniquities no more. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.